Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. Good morning, Southern Ontario. Yes, it's Dominic Cortese. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call
Cortese, your man for home improvement. Welcome to Hammer Time Radio on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking home improvements since 1989. And now, here's your host from Cortese Construction Services, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese in studio for you at 803-0930. I'll pick up the phone right now and give us a call. Anything around the house that you need my help with, now's your chance to give us a call. With a surprise for you today, second half of the show. Yep, we'll let it hang like that until 10:30. A very special guest coming in for the second half of Hammer Time Radio this Saturday morning. In the meantime, whatever you have around the house, let's get to it. Let's get it done before 10:30. Next Saturday, folks, we'll be broadcasting from Eastern Hills Mall. Look for our Better Living Sunroom. And look for what all of our stations are doing, and that is office electronics and recycling. Get rid of your old home or office electronics and do just one thing with WBEN to leave less of a footprint on the environment. Join WBEN VOIP Supply, Sangoma Technologies, and Sun King for an electronics recycling event. That's next Saturday, the 15th. From 9 a.m. till noon at the Eastern Hills Mall. Just enter the mall at Sheridan Drive and drive up, and we'll take everything out of your car for you. But sorry, we can't take your old tube TVs. For the full list of acceptable items, go to WBEN.com. Business owners, listen up. Before you scrap your outdated office phones, see if they have value by contacting VOIP Supply. VOIP Supply's Reclaim program gives you the opportunity to reclaim a portion of your original investment, get extra cash to put towards your business's brand new phone system. VOIP Supply and Sangoma Technologies are working together to provide your business with a free consultation where they will review your current phone solution and present you with a cost-saving option. And you can schedule with VOIP Supply online for a free consultation. Go to VOIPSupply.com. That's VOIPSupply.com. Again, that's next Saturday, 9 till noon. Look for the Better Living Sunroom, and that's where we'll be broadcasting from. And I believe we're going to be juxtapositioned to the old Bon-Ton storefront at Eastern Hills Mall. So as that whole footprint there in Clarence is about to go through a complete transformation, quite exciting what's happening there at the Eastern Hills Mall coming up in the next few years. In the meantime, it's still a mall and still a couple good stores in there. So come on by and maybe stop in for your Christmas shopping and say hello next Saturday as we do electronic recycling at Eastern Hills Mall. And that's brought to you by all of the Entercom stations here in Buffalo. 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call here on Hammer Time Radio as we travel to Orchard Park and say good morning to Jerry. Good morning, Jerry. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Love your show.
Thank you.
We had some windows recently installed, new ones. What is the best type of low expansion foam to use to get at all those spaces that
okay
there?
So was the trim around the frame of the window removed?
No.
Okay, so where do you want to install this expanding foam?
In the actual window and the frame, I guess.
Okay, you just have to be aware when you use expanding foam that sometimes it can expand too much and could actually impede the operation of the window. It would not really even be within my list of recommendations. Rather, any gaps should be stuffed with fiberglass insulation. You can use a screwdriver or a putty knife to do that. But I don't know whether we're talking about the same thing. If you're talking about gaps somewhere, are these new windows, you said?
Yes, new Windows. They use the product DapText, and I don't know if that's still, if that's one of the better ones to use for that. It was a low expansion.
Okay. And therein lies the key, that low expansion, because we do have to make sure we protect the operation of the Windows. So if that was already installed, why do you want to add more?
Well, there's places I could still fill in with, like it wasn't, you know.
Okay.
They do it as, you know, neatly as possible, but sometimes they don't quite get 100% of the space.
I get it. So you could go to a home center and purchase a low expanding foam. I believe Great Stuff actually makes a low expanding version. Just make sure that you get the right kind, especially if it's going to be used on the operating sides of the window, because again, that's going to possibly affect the glide of the window.
Great. Love your show. Thank you very much.
Okay. Appreciate your call, Jerry. Thanks for your call. Jerry hangs up, and that opens up a line for you here this Saturday morning here on WBN as we await a special guest arriving in studio at 10:30. 803-0930 in the meantime, 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free call for you at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls are welcome at star 930. Our VW of OP text board, 30930. And you can always email me during the week, hammertime@cortese.net. The Cortese website is up and there for you, www.cortese.net. Everything we do is there. It highlights all of our divisions, kitchens and baths, room additions, our beautiful Bella Kitchina custom kitchen cabinet line, Better Living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awning, all there for you at Cortese.net. Not to forget our wonderful handyman service, including Handyman for a Day. Last week, we really had some fun with my top 10 list that we've collected over the last 30 years here on WBEN. We'll run through the top 10 list again if we have time this Saturday morning. And if you missed it last week, from 10 to 1, one being the most asked question here on air. And we'll entertain your calls and your questions and a special guest, as I said, at 10:30. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Hamburg and say good morning to the branch manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there on Main Street in Hamburg, Nicole McKillen. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Dominic.
How's everything in Hamburg today?
Good. It's cold and a little overcasty.
Okay, and it's a good day to head into Lakeshore Savings Bank and speak to them about the ongoing 3.25 fixed for a year home equity line of credit with absolutely no costs whatsoever.
That is correct.
All right. So 3.25, no application fee, no appraisal fee, no closing costs, no taxes, no mortgage taxes. The bank absorbs all of that, and you get 3.25 for a full year. And then you could actually lock your rate in, too, if you'd like, if you don't want to go with a 3.25 fixed for a year and then becomes variable after that. You can actually start it off with a fixed rate, too. Isn't that right?
Yeah, our home equity product is very flexible.
Okay. So in addition to home equity lines of credit, we also have great CD rates. And believe it or not, the mortgage rates holding and actually dropping a bit.
Yes, our current 30-year mortgage rate starts at 4.65.
Okay, good rates, great bank, great service, very personalized. When you head into any of the branches, you tell them Dominic sent you in, they roll out the red carpet for you. Isn't that right, Nicole?
That's correct.
Okay. How about the phone number there at the Hamburg branch?
646-9480.
Repeat that for us, Nicole.
646-9480.
For 127 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
National Grid wants to know, are you looking for more control over your energy bills?
Oh, it's so cozy in here.
Yep, feels great, doesn't it?
Sure, but what's not so great will be this month's energy bill.
Actually, National Grid has a ton of billing solutions we can choose from, so we should be able to manage our energy costs no matter what life throws our way.
Huh, so you're saying we'll be as prepared for our bills this month as maybe 9 months from now?
Exactly. Why?
Well, I'm...
Oh, really?
So it's good we're taking control of those bills now, huh?
This winter, National Grid can help you manage your heating and lighting costs with billing solutions, even if your family grows a little bigger. From budget plans to payment assistance to energy-saving programs, discover how you can gain greater control over your energy usage and monthly bills. Learn more at ngrid.com/billcontrol.
I'm going to be a dad. We've got to get this place ready.
Paid actors illustrating actual clients. Prior results do not guarantee similar outcome. Each case is unique.
When a car hit me, I called Salino and Barnes. They got me $6 million, 24 times the insurance offer.
I'm Steve Barnes. Is your accident case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
After my motorcycle accident, Salino and Barnes got me $1.5 million, 12 times more than insurance offered.
I'm Ross Salino. What's your case really worth? Call us now and find out.
After I was rear-ended, insurance offered $100,000. Salino and Barnes got me $800,000.
After my car accident, insurance offered $50,000. Salino and Barnes got me $750,000.
Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
They got me over $600,000, 9 times more than insurance offered.
Salino and Barnes, injury attorneys, call 888-8888.
Main Street, Buffalo.
Hear more.
Over the years, we hear less and less and less.
Hear more.
But it happens so slowly, we don't even notice what we're missing.
Hear more.
Wouldn't you really rather hear more and more and more?
Hear more with Aurora.
Hear more Robins, hear more jokes, hear more guitars, news, business, friends, family. Get your comprehensive Hear More evaluation and consultation only from Aurora Audiology. No one has a more complete evaluation, more lifestyle-friendly technology, more caring, experienced specialists, or a more welcoming warranty. Hear more, do more, be more, live more. For your Hear More evaluation and consultation, call 652-6464.
Aurora Audiology. Hear more.
H.W. Brick & Sons. For over 30 years now, they've been the experts in the heating and cooling service industry. H.W. Brick & Sons is a name you can certainly trust. Since 1985, they have built a success on a simple approach. They treat you like you're part of the Brick family. Every home is truly unique, and H.W. Brick & Carrier will find the proper solution to your family's comfort needs. Whether it's a high-efficiency furnace, an air conditioner, or a boiler, H.W. Brick & Carrier can handle it. H.W. Brick & Sons is a factory-authorized dealer for Carrier HVAC products. Carrier, turn to the experts. Call now and mention that you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and they will give you a 10% discount on your new Carrier furnace. That's right, a 10% discount, but you need to call them today. H.W. Brick & Sons. Let their family take care of all your family's plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Here is their phone number. Write it down, 297-2901. That's 297-2901. Call them today. Tell them Dominic sent you for the 10% discount.
Hammer Time.
1020 is Hammer Time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio with a special guest stopping in just a few minutes. Someone that you certainly will know and recognize, and you'll be able to call and say hello to our special guests. And if you were on Facebook this morning, I dropped a hint, so go check it out. In the meantime, our top 10 list is here, and tankless water heaters was number 10 on the list. And calling us from Wheatfield is Mike about a tankless water heater. Good morning, Mike. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Will a tankless hot water heater work when the power's out, or does it need electricity?
It needs electricity. Good question.
I'm wondering because, you know, because a gas hot water heat you don't need any electricity.
Well, it depends on what kind of start it has. So anything high-tech is going to have an electronic start, hence the need for electricity. Now, in my case, mine is connected to my generator. So in a power outage, we have hot water.
But, you know, if you don't have any heat in the house, that's probably, a lot of people, that's their only source of heat, the warm water.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that is one, if you want to call it a negative, that it has an electronic start. But, you know, even most furnaces today are going to have an electronic start. There's a return of interest to standing pilots, but the majority of appliances today, heating appliances and hot water appliances, are going to be electronic start. So good question there, Mike. Yeah, number 10 on the list was tankless water heaters. Number 9 was proper concrete installation. Number 8 was the debate about replacing windows. Should I replace them or not? Number 7 was how do I weather strip and keep my house warmer? 6, we had many a debate over sump pumps and the style and type, upright submersibles, and water siphon backup pumps. That was number 6. Number 5, what do I need to know about re-siding my house? And that discussion usually surrounds the topic of should I remove the old siding or not. A lot of re-siders will tell you you don't need to. I happen to believe that you should remove siding before you re-side. Same thing on number 4, re-roofing. Can you roof over an existing layer? The answer is yes. You can have up to 3 layers. But I do not recommend that. I recommend stripping at every replacement. Therefore, you're able to check the roof deck for integrity, see if there's any roof deck rot, replace flashing, do the job completely and thoroughly. The right way to do it is stripping your roof. And that related to number 3, what do I do about ice dams? What causes ice dams? And of course, ice dams caused by heat loss from your attic, and also from improper ventilation, where moisture is trapped, and it'll actually warm the roof deck, cause the ice to form. Also relating to ice dams is improper gutter drainage that will lead to water accumulation and then subsequent freezing. That was number 2, clogged gutters. We talked about keeping your gutters clean and clear and free so that they flow freely. Number 1 on the list, what do I need to know about putting in a bath fan? Should I have a bath fan? Should it be vented to the outside? And of course it should. And tied for number 1, my all-purpose cleaning solution. Quart of bleach, 2/3 cup of Mex, 3 quarts of warm water, scrub and rinse. That's my top 10 list. Over 30 years in the making. Well, 30 years in the making, not over. Not yet 30 years. April 1st, 30 years. 803-0930 to West Seneca. Dave, good morning. We're at your house.
Good morning, Dominic.
Hello, David.
Your show.
Thank you.
I have a question. We have a debate in my house with my wife and I about managing our heating system, forced air heating system, when we're sleeping and when we're, you know, on vacation.
Okay.
And
I'm going to side with your wife, you know.
Every time. Yes.
Go ahead.
Like overnight, it's usually by 5 or 6 degrees we drop it. I'm wondering if that's really going to save us or not.
The rule of thumb here, Dave, is your wife listening?
No, she's not.
Ah, too bad. Because, you know, maybe I would have made you look good for this one. The rule of thumb is if you're going to be changing temperature for more than 8 hours, then you're going to benefit.
Oh, okay.
Now, the key here, though, is to what extent? Because, you know, if you drop too low and the reclaiming time is, you know, going to actually cost you more because now we've got constant operation to bring ourselves back up. So there is a bit of a delicate balance there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do your own experiment with that to see, you know, if you do see any impact on your utility consumption. You know, I would say, you know, 3 or 4 degrees at night and 3 or 4 degrees if you're out for more than 8 hours at work during the day, you will see a little bit of a benefit.
Okay, and what about if we're away? Sometimes you drop it down quite a bit, like maybe 50 degrees.
Yeah, well, be careful with that, too, because what we don't want is the potential for the cold to actually permeate through the building wall, because that actually could lead, depending on how long you're gone, of course, but if you're gone for an extended period of time, you could actually have condensation form on the interior of the house, which will lead to possible mildew and mold growth. Mm-hmm. Not to mention that building materials will actually fracture if they're frozen. So you just have to be careful with that. I don't recommend going into the 50s if you're going to be going on a trip. I would say keep it in the low 60s.
All right. That's what I needed to know.
So what position was the wife on all of this?
Well, she drops it down about 50 degrees, down to 50 degrees from about 67 when we're away, and about 5 or 6 degrees overnight.
Yeah, she's being a little bit too extreme, and you could tell her I said that.
Nature.
All right?
Yeah.
I hope I didn't cause a fight now in your household there, Dave.
No.
All right, thanks for the call.
Director to you.
Okay, yeah, just blame me. There you go. I'll be your shield. All right, Dave, thanks again. Dave hangs up. His line is now free at 803-0930 as we await our special guest arriving after the 10:30 news here. With Mike Beggerman, watch him be late now, and we'll have to do a song and a dance waiting for him to arrive. 803-0930. Let's go to Paul's calling us on a cell phone. Good morning, Paul. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Dominic. I got a question. I had a brand new driveway put in about 6 years ago, and for some reason it started flaking. Somebody said that because water was coming out of my sump pump. On it too much in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And it's all flaking in the area where the sump pump comes out on on the concrete.
Well,
do they make a product that can resurface that?
Yeah, here's the deal. There could be an impact from the water discharging onto the concrete, especially the first year when it was new. And the surface was more absorbent than it should have been. That therein lies the problem. If the surface was too absorbent, then that water, once it discharges and soaks in, is going to subsequently refreeze. And that refreezing within the surface of the concrete will pop the surface. So it sounds to me, really, Paul, is that the problem was that the concrete wasn't properly sealed when it was installed, or the surface wasn't properly finished. Is this the only spot you're having that problem with?
It's the only spot that I'm having this problem with to that degree. I'm getting pitting in other areas.
Yeah.
Most of the driveway, like in the great big area in the backyard, I've had no problem at all.
Okay.
Discoloration.
Yeah, it's the freeze thaw that's causing this, so be aware of that. A sealer will help mitigate it from being a continuing issue. As far as repairing it, you could try using an epoxy bond cement mixture like Sacrete, but it's going to be a dark gray color, and you're probably not going to like the way that looks.
Is that available at...
Yeah, you can buy it everywhere. Sacrete. You could buy it at Thruway Builders. You could buy it at Home Depot. And it's a cement mix, an epoxy-based cement mix, but it's going to appear very dark in color, very dark gray. So just be aware of that.
Will it be smooth, though?
Yeah, you can smooth it out with a trowel. Yeah.
I think I can live with the discoloration.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do the whole pad. They sectioned it off into squares. Like about 6x6.
Okay.
So, and I'll do the whole square, or maybe I'll do both of them, one next to the
other. Yeah. See how that looks. All right. Good luck with that, Paul. It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news, and hopefully our surprise guest will arrive right after Mike in the news. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top stories for Saturday, December 8th. Former Kenmore Chief of Police Peter Breitenauer has reportedly reached a plea deal with federal prosecutors over his drug possession charge from October. He admitted to FBI agents that he is an addict and went so far as to steal prescription medication from the state medication drop box that's inside the Kenmore Police Station on Elmwood Avenue. Messages to the U.S. Attorney's Office and Breitenauer's attorney were not returned. Park Schools released a report on 12 adults and also unnamed people who were accused of abuse of students between the 1950s and 2000s. You can read the report on WBEN.com. A follow-up meeting goes until noon today for a group of concerned lay Catholics regarding the clergy sex abuse scandal in Western New York. The meeting, which is run by the Movement to Restore Trust, is being held at Canisius College. It will focus on specific concerns arising out of the sex abuse scandal and to develop proposals for reform. About a half hour from now, Santa Land returns at Chestnut Ridge Park. Santa will be there, also a perfect day for sledding on the hills. Roswell Park released a study that showed that post-surgery pain can be managed using little to no opioids. Roswell Park will also begin restricting opioids after surgeries at the new year. Your WBEN First Alert forecast for today. You're going to have partly sunny skies for the rest of the day today, but it's going to be chilly. Temperatures will be peaking out in the upper 20s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low of 19. Tomorrow and Monday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, and temperatures will reach its peak at right around the freezing mark. Right now, it's 26 degrees at 10:32. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, still no surprise guest. We're waiting. Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath remodel is in your future. Hello, it's Dominic Cortez. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City Glass has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are. And only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Hey, make sure you look at Basco. Shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware in loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass today. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit the showroom in Wolitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
Are you thinking about selling an old diamond? Whatever you do, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Quite simply, TAG Jewelers is the area's most trusted diamond dealer. Whether loose or set in jewelry, their experts have the knowledge and expertise to ensure you get the best value for your piece.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Of course, TAG also buys gold, watches, and coins. But if you have any diamonds to sell, don't risk having them undervalued. You'll get more for your diamond when you go to Western New York's diamond expert.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
If you're thinking of selling, make sure you get what you deserve. Talk to Western New York's most trusted buyer of diamonds, gold, and collectibles. TAG Jewelers in Cheektowaga at 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. House call appointments are also available. Remember, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG. Stop in, mention this ad, and get a coupon good for a free watch battery. Visit TAGJewelers.com.
Herman's Hermit, starring Peter Noon, live February 26th to 28th at Niagara Falls View Casino. Relive the British invasion of the 60s with this incredible performance. Herman's Hermits has sold over 60 million albums and consistently plays to sold-out venues all over the world. Don't miss your chance to see Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon live. Visit FallsviewCasinoResort.com for tickets. Baby, baby, Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon live February 26th to 28th at Niagara Falls View Casino.
You have a lot of choices when your home needs a plumber. For a job done right and priced fairly, choose master plumber and veteran Jim Lovegrove and his team at Infinity Home Plumbing.
I used to work for the big companies, but I didn't like the way they did business or treated their customers. So I formed Infinity Home Plumbing, where we treat our customers with infinite respect and your home with infinite professionalism.
When your home needs a plumber, go to InfinityHomePlumbing.com.
vacuum the motor, sand the flame sensor, call it a furnace tune-up. Any amount of money would be too much for this service. Our Test and Tune gives your furnace the respect its sophisticated electronics and sensors deserve. It's not the cheapest. It takes longer. Furnaces love it. If we return this season, the service call is on us.
Comfort is always on call.
Buffalo Dental Implant wants to help you regain your confidence and your smile with Confidence implant-supported dentures. These high-tech implant-supported dentures allow you to eat the foods you love, like steak and corn. You can go to sleep at night without removing your teeth or using sticky goop to keep them in place, and wake in the morning smiling with teeth in your mouth. Here's Buffalo Dental Implant dental surgeon, Dr. Farber.
With Confidence, you could eat anything. You don't have any worries that your teeth are going to fall out, or that you're going to be chewing and they're going to be clicking and popping out, and your grandkids are asking why your teeth are moving. Confidence are designed so that you can wear them 24/7. There's fixed and then there's removable. It's a custom design specifically through us.
To learn more about Confidence, go to buffalodentalimplant.com and click on the Confidence tab.
Buffalo Dental Implant. We don't fix teeth. We change lives.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez, brought to you by Scranton Street Builders and United Materials. In this era of one-coat paint, priming might seem unnecessary, but primers are still your best bet to ensure a long-lasting, even paint job and to block stains and odors. Here's a quick guide to help you select the right primer for your painting project, starting with water-based. These are best for preparing previously finished surfaces, including drywall, concrete, fiber cement, stucco, metals, fiberglass, and PVC. They have a low odor, fast drying feature. They clean up with soap and water. They adhere well without sanding, and they block oily stains. They will, however, rough up raw wood and MDF and cause cedar and redwood to bleed, so be aware of that. Look for Kills Premium Interior Exterior Multi-Purpose Water-Based Wall and Ceiling Primer. You can buy it for about $23 a gallon. If you're considering oil-based, these are best for coating raw wood, MDF, spackled spots, rust-prone steel, or wrought iron. They will penetrate wood without raising grain. They'll block water and mildew stains, as well as cedar and redwood bleed. They will require good ventilation during application and mineral spirits for a cleanup. Look for ZIM X-Seal Solvent Primer Sealer Stain Blocker, about $35 a gallon. And lastly, shellac base are good for spot priming exterior rust stains and knots, sealing smoke damage and, on ceilings and odors, prepping glossy, greasy surfaces without sanding. They work on all surfaces and block all stains and smells. Some DIYers rely on it to seal cut edges on MDF. Be aware, they are pricey, strong odors when they're wet, and cleanup calls for denatured alcohol. Look for Zinsser's BIN shellac-based white interior spot exterior primer and sealer, about $45 a gallon. Hey.
Hammer time. Go with the
flow. Well, we got word the special guest is in the building, and we're going to wait until he comes in studio, and we'll have you figure out who it is. In the meantime, my home improvement tip of the week airs live at 8:40 every Saturday morning on a new morning with Henry Nevins, and it is stored at the radio.com archive for WBEN as well as at WBEN.com. So check those out. The tips are there, and all of the archive shows are there too for you. To the phones we go, in Colden is next. Ken, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Thank you very much for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Quick question for you. Now, if upstairs, well, I don't know if it's quick, but upstairs, I have two apartments upstairs, two apartments downstairs. So this is an older place built in the late 1800s, about 1897, I think the building was built.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been renovated. The downstairs has regular heat, regular vent heating, and the upstairs still has, I believe it. I mean, it looks really old. It's original baseboard heating. I mean, it's old.
Okay.
It works great. But here's the thing. I'm just not sure if I should keep it in there, just leave it the way it is. Is it sucking money for me, or should I just tear it out and revamp it?
How old is the boiler?
I couldn't tell you. Maybe as old as...
it can't be.
I would say probably, obviously, about maybe 40 years old, 30 years old.
Yeah. Well, you might want to get an estimate on the cost of replacing the boiler, but before I did that, I would probably want to have the building checked for just insulation value. You may find that your focus should be on that rather than on dealing with the heating plant, especially if it's operating properly right now and it's not showing any signs of wear and tear. But it's going to depend on that. As far as the level of utility that you're consuming is probably more largely related to the insulation levels of the building.
Now, is it mainly? Do you think baseboard heating versus your regular everyday? Do you think it's actually less expensive to have baseboard heating?
Good question. I have hot water baseboard at home, and I would say that it is an even general heat that does perform better in that it doesn't have the blast of heated air. So that I would say is definitely a value. As far as the actual utility consumption, I don't really think that there's a connection to having it be less costly than a forced air system.
Well, great. Well,
all right.
Once again, you've answered all my questions.
All right, Ken. So, thanks for the call.
Merry Christmas.
What's about time you got here?
Hey!
Hello, everybody. Say good morning to Frankie Shinta.
Good morning.
How are you, Paisano? Good morning.
You know, I was turning on WBN. I thought we'd get Clint Buhlman.
Yeah, he used to be here. He used to work here.
The song was dun 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 dun.
So we've been wanting to do this for years, and now you're performing across the street tonight.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I made it to Amherst from the West Side.
Yeah, right, really moved up. So the West Side boy made it good in Vegas, and of course, grew up in the West Side. My wife tells me stories about Jill, the girlfriend that used to play the guitar for at the playground.
Oh my God, Jill Onyebany.
Onyebany, yep.
Yeah,
I wonder if
I
she's
remember.
Listening.
Wow.
If you're listening, Jill, come give us a call and say hello to Frankie Shinta in studio with us for a few minutes here. Glad I was able to get you to stop in. You were in Detroit last night.
Last night, sold out show in Detroit, man. Two nights, just incredible. But to come to Buffalo, I mean, we're driving here, me and my drummer, who's been with me 30 years.
Yeah,
man.
Peter. You gotta,
Peter,
come on
Mike, Peter. Grab him. Peter's... Peter's the backbone of the Shinta sound for 30 years, man.
I've seen him play, and I can't believe somebody that old can play that good.
Thank you so much for that. Yes, welcome home.
I got him by a year. I'm older than him. I'm older than everybody. You know, it's great to be here. You know, the great thing is we're here, and we may not be able to come this summer because our schedule is so backed
down.
If we do, it'll be a surprise.
Yeah. You'll be here for the telethon, though, won't you?
Yeah, we are here for the telethon, and that is in March, right, Peter?
Yes, and it's always something on the calendar for us.
Yeah, because of the kids.
So you drove from Detroit.
Yeah, you know what? It was easier. We looked at all the flights. You know, we would have had to get to bed immediately, wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning, go to an hour to the airport.
Yeah, you lose a lot of time there.
And
yeah.
We just jumped in two vans, you know, those big minivans, you know, those Chrysler things that grandma or grandpa
sure.
had.
Yeah.
And it was great. We were clear as a bell till we got here.
Yeah. It was gorgeous. I mean, we get to Niagara Falls and it's like, oh, the weather outside. And I'm going, oh my God.
Wait a minute, you can't sing that anymore.
No, that ain't the one. It's Baby, It's Cold
Outside.
Oh, that
one, yeah.
Yeah, but I use my own lyrics. They're a little worse than the other ones. No, it's unbelievable.
Can't sing anything anymore.
I mean, really, listen to a hip-hop song. It's unbelievable. People in Vegas laugh about this because, you know, Vegas is Vegas. You know, everything's naked. The mayor's naked. but, I mean, it, you know, some doctor of psychology or something said, let's analyze this song. And she finally said, there's nothing bad in the song. If you look at the movie, the guy's saying, look, it's cold outside. Have a drink, relax.
Exactly.
Oh, let's hold hands. It doesn't have to mean he wants to rape her. He wants to, hey, come on. But it's, you know, who doesn't love Dean Martin?
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So if you would like to say hello to Frankie Shenta, you can do that right now by picking up the phone, 803-0930. And I've been trying to get him in studio for years, and we finally pulled it off. He's staying at the Marriott and right across the street performing, so it's worked out really good.
It's beautiful, man, and I'm so happy to be here. We're so happy to be here.
You're staying at the Marriott?
Where'd you put
I'm Peter?
Sorry, I'm at the King Richard Motel over on the... Well, I don't even know the name of this.
Oh, that's the one,
that's the one on the boulevard.
Yeah, it's just got a letter. No, it's like D Street or something. I have no idea.
It was easier because you pay for by the hour.
That's so right. Okay. Well, we save money.
803-0930. We'll talk to Frankie about his exciting career when we come back right here on WBEN. Well, each and every Saturday morning at this time, we look forward to a special phone call from a special friend, Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. You know, we are knee-deep in the heating season here, Peter, and it's important that we breathe clean indoor air, and the only way to do that is to have our ductwork completely cleaned and thoroughly done so with the patented column duct cleaning system that only you have at Indoor Air Professionals, blasting all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork and then with negative pressure, sucking it all out, leaving you with a fresh scent of Canberra gel. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's winter came early, and we're still getting a lot of people breathing easier for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And as you said, a thorough scraping and blasting of all the contamination out of your ductwork. Once again, we can get about 95% up. That's why we're used by over 100 plus heating and air conditioning contractors, and then another 50 fine contractors, GCs like yourself and other service contractors. And they know that the best equipment out there only cleans about 40 to 50% out. So many of our former, 24 of our former competitors have now become our customers.
683-3000, that's the number, folks, for you to dial. What's the extra special discount for the Hammer Time Radio listening audience going to be?
All right. Well, first of all, we've got Patty answering the phones today. So she is a 24-year veteran. In fact, you know, we've been around for 26 years now. It's hard to believe. A lot of gray hair on that one.
Yep.
And so she's going to offer, first of all, plenty of Christmas and Hanukkah, which we're full into holiday gifts, okay, between our medical-grade air purifiers, the high-capacity dehumidifiers, and she mentioned the Canberra gel spray. And there's new products in that line, the essential oil, the anti-chafing cream, all that stuff. But at any rate, first-time customer is going to get $41 off. But don't forget, if you are a military vet, senior citizen, law enforcement, first responder, we amp it up a little bit more.
Great.
Discounts there. But
all right.
You call Patty today.
All right, 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Have you made New Year's Eve plans yet? Here's a fantastic plan that everyone will enjoy in a beautiful and elegant atmosphere where everyone gets dressed up for the occasion. Come to Statler City's Ice Ball this New Year's, happening in downtown Buffalo in one of the nicest settings one could ask for. It's the annual Ice Ball inside Statler City. Make plans now for a New Year's Eve with your significant other or a group of friends before tickets to the Ice Ball sell out. The Ice Ball ticket includes a reserved seat, live music from the Boys of Summer and Big City Horns, DJs, 5 rooms to enjoy, premium open bar, a high-end dinner buffet, a champagne toast, and free parking. Bring in the new year in a first-class atmosphere at the best New Year's Eve party in town. The Ice Ball at Statler City in downtown Buffalo. To view the menu and to purchase your tickets to Statler City's Ice Ball, visit statlercityiceball.com. That's statlercityiceball.com.
Hey, it's David Bellavia. If you want the best deal around on a new car, truck, or SUV in the month of December, you don't have to sit on Santa's lap and make a wish. Just head on down to Keller Chevrolet and get employee pricing as soon as you walk through the door. And this isn't some sales gimmick. This is real employee pricing. You pay the same price for a new vehicle that the service guys, the sales team, even the general manager, Dean Jackson, pays for a car or truck. Keller always has great lease options and honest upfront deals. They're not going to tell you to come in and expect to get a low lease deal for zero down. Those deals don't exist. And if you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, Keller has over 100 of the nicest pre-owned vehicles in Western New York. Plus, military pricing, not just on holidays, but every day, on sales, service, and parts. Just stop in and get treated with the respect you deserve. Stop by Keller Chevrolet at 3600 Genesee at Union in Cheektowaga, or call 633-5000 for details, and find new roads at Keller Chevrolet.
Fall in Western New York is a beautiful time. Let's face it, brutal winter weather is just around the corner. It's okay. We know how to prepare for winter. One of the most important things you can do to prepare is have the factory-trained experts from ABC Hardware help you select a new Briggs & Stratton natural gas backup generator or service the one you have. ABC Hardware has been selling, installing, and repairing natural gas generators for over 20 years. They are the recognized leader in natural gas generators and will help you have peace of mind knowing that you have a standby natural gas generator ready for action the moment the power goes out. Don't let your family suffer without power this winter. Protect your home and family with a natural gas standby generator. Call the experts at ABC Hardware and save $500 on a new Briggs & Stratton natural gas generator or for complete maintenance to ensure that your existing natural gas generator is in tip-top condition. ABC Hardware, the area's natural gas generator experts. And remember, natural gas is your best energy value and you never run out of natural gas. For generator sales and service, call 803-7000.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside. You guys rolled out the red carpet for old Dino. I can't believe it, man. It's the white carpet. You guys, I love coming
white
home.
White carpet, yeah. So go from Dean Martin to George Burns.
Well, listen, kid, you know, I celebrate Hanukkah. You know, it's 8 days of presents. We know how to celebrate. For all my Jewish friends out there, you better catch the show tonight, because George Burns will be there. Gracie, you beg your pardon?
Where's it at?
Oh, it's at the UB Center for the Arts.
Okay, that's right across the street at UB campus, and there's still tickets available?
Yes, there are. Still tickets available.
And like me, you have a special guest, too, that you're going to have tonight.
First time in our show ever we're doing this, and the special guest is something really special, and it's going to just... It's going to blow the audience away.
I know it's difficult for you to talk about your brother, but and you actually had to change the name of the show because of his passing. But you know, you're persevering and you're living his legacy by continuing in the traditions.
Oh man, it wasn't easy. You know, I've never been an I me guy, and when Vegas said, "Look it, you know, you're not the Shintas anymore. You're the only one left." Although Chrissy's healthy and living in Vegas. She's not in the show, so it's me. And one of my musical directors said, "You know what? You got to name the show Frankie Shinto the Showman." I said, "Showman." He goes, "Well, that's what you are. This is what you do."
And it's true.
You do comedy. Well, I've always loved it the most. Pete has watched the transition.
Well, for the record, you know, we went back and forth for about a year. You know, I mean, months of just I can't call it this. I don't want it. It sounds too. And then we ended up with Frankie Shinto the Showman.
I like it.
Everyone pretty much voted on that. So.
All right, we got people that want to talk to you, Frankie.
All right.
Let's go to Williamsville. Say hello to Corky. Corky, you're on with Frankie Shinto.
Are you the best?
That's Aunt Corky. That's Aunt Corky.
Of course
it's my
family.
Wife's aunt. Hi, honey. How are you?
You're probably related to half of Western New York anyway.
Yeah, we're all related. But she's Lebanese.
Oh, okay.
See, my wife's Lebanese. How are you, Aunt Corky?
Lebanese. I was a Lesbanese, but now...
Oh, wait a minute now.
Be careful, baby. It's cold outside.
There's showbiz in every family, I guess.
Are you coming to the show?
Of course.
Well, yeah, Aunt Corky was the one when we performed at the Executive, and she would dance from the time we took the stage until...
She didn't come down one of those from one of those...
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, the elevator. Oh, my God. That was Harry Stewart and Joey James, man. Junction West.
There was tassels involved. I remember that.
Well, and Corky, I can't wait to see you, and it's great to talk to you. I love you, and I'll see you because we're going to do a meet and greet after the show, and we'll all be out there to say hello and hugs and kisses.
God bless you, honey.
Thanks for calling, Corky.
Bye. Tell her I said hello. I love you.
I love you.
How is it for you, you know, living away? You never really leave, right? You always got your thoughts and your prayers and about everything that's going on around here.
You know, you never leave Buffalo, no matter. And it's amazing, the people, you know, people think Vegas is so big. It's really small. And the number of Western New Yorkers there, every time I'll be in Home Depot and people go, hey, Shinta, or they'll say, you're one of the Shinta brothers. I mean, nobody in the country calls us that but Buffalo.
Sure.
Because we were the Shinta brothers. We couldn't think of a cool name like NSYNC or, you know, take whatever their name is, Pantonics, yeah, whatever. So we were the Shinta brothers, and then my father goes, you know, your sister's there. So it was the Shinta brothers featuring Chrissy, of course. And now it's me, my band, which is incredible, my big band, Janine Valentine, yeah. Who's a Williamsville girl.
That's right, Williamsville East.
And she, let me tell you, man, what talent this girl's got. She's just, you know, she's beautiful, she's talented, and she's a pain in the neck. She's a Sicilian woman. You can't argue with them.
Did you bring the spoons in?
You know what? I didn't. I left them in
I watched. I watched your performance on Detroit last night on Facebook, your spoon performance.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What a crowd. Did you see that audience?
I did.
What a blessing.
That was an interesting camera angle. It looked like it was from the stage.
It was. It was my bass player does a lot of multimedia.
Okay. Oh. I didn't even
know
it was right next to you. You didn't know being filmed.
Yeah, he had the bass cam on.
That's right. Yes, I was at the bass cam. Yeah.
Now, Peter, you're Buffalonian too.
South Buffalo, yes. Mm-hmm.
So does that count, Frankie? Should we let him say he's a Buffalonian?
Yeah, absolutely.
It adds some comedy.
South Buffalo, the Irish. I love the Irish. South Buffalo was all Irish, you know. They were the ones that go, come on, you Dago, get you over here. I'll kick your mother's butt right now.
We didn't talk about being politically correct here on the station.
Oh, are we supposed to? I'm sorry. Then I won't sing. Baby, it's cold outside. You know what it is? Every Sicilian family needs a good consigliere. The Corleones had Tom Hagen. I got Pete O'Donnell.
There you go.
And I got to send a thank you out to my business partner here on the East Coast, Joey Cimento, who booked this, and he does all my booking on the East Coast. And I can't wait till tonight. Look, if you don't have tickets, go to the website, UB Center for the Arts, because there's some third-party sites that were charging ridiculous prices for the tickets. Don't go there. Go right to the UB Center for the Arts website and get a ticket. I'm telling you, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever you're celebrating, just that it's Saturday and you're running around naked at the mall.
the roads are clear. The sun is out. Come and see us.
Yes.
And what time is the show?
8 p.m. sharp.
Okay.
So I'm excited. I can't wait to take the stage at home. Always, you know, because it's your people.
Now, I mentioned that you will be back in March as you do every year. You come in and help Paul Cambry out with the Variety Club Telethon. It's another great thing that you do for Buffalo.
You know, I've been doing that telethon since I was 9 years old. And now that I'm 39, I've been doing it a long, long time. And the rewarding thing is when you see the miracles that Children's Hospital has done. Mm-hmm. And I always tell my daughter, I got 6 grandbabies now. And God forbid something goes wrong with those kids.
Amen.
The first thing I'm going to do is buy a ticket to Buffalo to take them to Children's.
Yeah.
I would never. I mean, only thing you could get fixed in Vegas is like a toothache. Mm. And you still got to be careful. The doctors are horrible out there.
I'll tell you, anybody who has healthy children, healthy grandchildren, really are the ones that really should truly support what Variety Club does, because you just give from your heart that you're so great. We're so grateful that we have that institution here.
Absolutely. There's kids that sit in wheelchairs all day. Well, because of Children's Hospital, they have bikes that they're specially made that cost up to $5,000, you know, because they're custom made for the baby and everything.
Well, unfortunately, time has expired, but Frankie, it's a pleasure. It was a pleasure having you stop in. Pete, thank you. Good luck
tonight.
Thank you.
Pete. I'll get you at the Marriott.
I'm here.
Okay. All right.
Have a great week, everybody.
Happy holidays.
See the Shintas tonight. See Frankie tonight with Peter at 8 o'clock at Alumni Arena. Have a great week. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch. WBEZ.
WKSE-HD3 Buffalo, WKSE-HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. Because you live life in real time, we report the news in real time. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Good morning. It's 11 o'clock. We've got mostly sunny skies. It's 26 degrees in Buffalo. I'm Mike Baggerman on WBEN. Your top stories for Saturday, December 8th, protesters clashing for yet another weekend in France. And also the Kenmore police chief has reached a plea deal with the